Dadlog, stardate 06202018. It's a good morning, fam. It's barely morning, but it's still morning. Feels good, man. Clap. Let's go. Where to start? Last night the Legion hit 5K strong. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that within 4 months of moving to Mixer would we hit 5,000 Legion strong. Thank you for the love, for the support, for everything. I had a little bit of a breakdown yesterday. I woke up this morning and Twitter exploded on me. It's been absolutely insane. But I want people to know how grateful I am for the opportunity to build this community, how grateful I am for the opportunity to be in the place that we are as a family. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to continue to do what we're doing here. What we're doing is important. It's not just about the stream and about entertainment for me. That's a big part of it. That's what draws people in. But at the end of the day, it's about fam. It's about community. It's about spending time together and helping people through tough times. And I do truly believe that God put us in a place to do this. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity. So let's keep it going, y'all. I appreciate, again, all the love, all the support, everything that you guys and gals do for me, for the Legion, and for the Dad Cave. So thank you for that. Also, 5 to 10 to 15 second clips. I'm still looking for them. The project is well underway at this point. We're about, we should have, a pretty rough draft of the entirety of the project here by Friday, and hopefully going to finalize it, you know, by the end of next week, I would imagine. So submit those clips to me. You could DM them to me on Discord. If you're on Facebook and YouTube, the link is below to get into the Discord. Send me your clips. I need them, fam. And then lastly, we will be announcing our 8th monthly family night. It's hard to believe that we're on number 8 for family nights. We are going to be doing more than one giveaway for the evening. I think I owe people 3 of them at this point. We are going to celebrate not only everything that the Legion's doing, but I've got some special shout outs and things that I am planning for this family night that I'm looking forward to very much. So stay tuned for the details in family night. Again, the Discord is where we do all of our planning for family nights, for community activities, for doing life together. So make sure that you guys and gals get into the Discord. It's an important part of what we do. So today, I actually want to talk a little bit about being overwhelmed. Like I said, last night was an incredible night. Hitting 5,000 is a huge milestone, and especially this early in the journey. It is a milestone that, again, I didn't think was going to be attainable for a while. And then we moved to Mixer, and man alive, if it's not, been in a rocket ride. So when it comes to being overwhelmed, I'm hoping to offer you some encouragement, but I will let you know right now that I am overwhelmed. And not just overwhelmed from the streaming standpoint, but just in general in life. Work has been really rough. And so, it's a grind to get through the day every day, doing the job that I'm doing. There's a lot of stress related with it. And so being in sales is, it's always a roller coaster in general. So I'm definitely overwhelmed there. We just took in a 3-week-old little boy that we are going to foster for the time being. And that is awesome and incredible. And again, a huge blessing, but it's also a lot of stress as well. We're up multiple times a night. We went from sleeping through the night to now not sleeping through the night and having, 3 or 4 interruptions every night. And so I'm adjusting from a sleep. I was already lacking sleep, but now I'm really lacking sleep, and I'm trying to balance streaming with work stresses and with the family changes. So I'm hoping that I don't have to change anything from a stream schedule standpoint, but there are definitely certain points where when you're overwhelmed, you need to step back and reevaluate and figure out how to get through that time until you get back into a rhythm. And that's really my encouragement for you today, is that if you are feeling overwhelmed, regardless of what part of life it's coming from, oftentimes it's better to take a step back, to reevaluate what's truly important and where things are coming off the rails, and figuring out a plan to get things back on the rails, right? Sometimes it's just a matter of time, right? It's time to adjust to the newness of a situation. And that's good to realize, right? Is that, okay, there's a new situation. Maybe I need to take a step back. Maybe I need to, like for me, I'm going to be a little bit more vigilant about cutting off at my normal time, right? I'm going to be more vigilant about sticking to closer to my schedule than I normally do. We had been pushing 4 hours, most casts. I am going to be, pushing that 2.5 to 3 hour mark. I think more as I adjust to, the foster situation, and the lack of sleep and the schedule and everything until we can figure out what his schedule looks like. Right. So it's important that when you're overwhelmed, that you take a step back, that you figure out what's working, what's not. If you have a significant other, make sure that you're communicating with them. Right. And through it all, and this is especially important if you're a broadcaster, over-communicate to your fam. Over-communicate to your community. Let them know what's going on. You don't have to get super personal about it, but just let them know, listen, I've got 3 or 4 different things that are competing for my time right now. They're overwhelming me. I'm not getting the sleep that I need because I'm trying to balance all of these. I need to take a step back from this, or I need to take a step back from that, right? And over communicate it to your community. And especially as you grow, that's going to be more and more important, because more and more people are going to be involved and they're going to want to know what's going on, right? Especially if you've been consistent. I've been very, very consistent over the last 8 months with my schedule. I don't miss unless I'm literally out of town for something, I'm on vacation, whatever, right? And then I over communicate multiple times leading up to, and usually multiple times while I am out, to let people know what's going on, right? So that's my encouragement for you. If you are overwhelmed, evaluate what's important, figure out where you need to make adjustments, make those adjustments and communicate them effectively to whomever you need to communicate them to. I hope everyone is having a fantastic hump day. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday. I appreciate all the love, all the support. 5K, y'all, that's absolutely insane. Thank you for that. If you are enjoying the podcast and you are on Facebook, make sure you like and follow. You're on YouTube, subscription would be very much appreciated. And leave me a comment below. Let me know what you're overwhelmed by and how the fam can help, because that's what we're here for, right? Is to help people through overwhelming circumstances and to give people a place to belong. Thank you for that. You're listening on your favorite podcast platform. We just got approved for Google Play. Yeah. So Google Play Store should now have my podcast out there. iTunes will have it. Anchor is out there. Pocket Casts and a few other different places. I think the only major distribution channel we've got left is Spotify. So I'm waiting for that to come through. But like I said, if you're on your favorite podcast platform, a rating and a subscription would be very much appreciated. Have a fantastic day. Appreciate y'all, fam. We'll see you tomorrow night on mixer.com/dadxgotxgame at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you then. God bless.